Chapter 7. The room was overheated. You could have roasted chickens in it. There was a wide window with white Venetian blinds closed against the sun. They glowed and filled the room with soft white light. There was medical equipment piled everywhere, a silent respirator, disconnected, IV stands and heart monitors, tubes and bags and wires. Barr was flat on his back in a bed in the middle of the room. No pillow. His head was clamped in a brace. His hair was shaved, and he had bandages over the holes they had drilled in his skull. His left shoulder was wrapped in bandages that reached to his elbow. His right shoulder was bare and unmarked. The skin there was pale and thin and marbled. His chest and his sides were bandaged. The bedsheet was folded down at his waist. His arms were straight at his sides, and his wrists were handcuffed to the cot rails. He had IV needles taped to the back of his left hand. There was a peg on his right middle finger that was connected by a gray wire to a box. There were red wires leading out from under the bandages on his chest. They led to a machine with a screen. The screen was showing a rolling pattern that reminded Reacher of the cellular company's recording of the gunshots. Sharp peaks and long troughs. The machine made a muted beep every time a peak hit the screen.
"Who's there?"
Barr asked. His voice was weak and rusty, and slow, and scared.
"Who's there?"
he asked again. The way his head was clamped limited his field of vision. His eyes were moving left and right, up and down. Reacher stepped closer, leaned over the bed, said nothing.
"You."
"Me," Reacher said.
"Why?"
"You know why." Barr's right hand trembled. The motion put a ripple in the wire from the peg. The handcuff moved against the bed rail and made a quiet, metallic sound.
"I guess I let you down."
"I guess you did." Reacher watched Barr's eyes, because they were the only part of him that could move. He was incapable of body language. His head was immobile, and most of the rest of him was trussed up like a mummy.
"I don't remember anything."
"You sure?"
"It's all blank."
"You clear on what I'll do to you if you're bullshitting me?"
"I can guess."
"Triple it."
"I'm not bullshitting. I just can't remember anything."
His voice was quiet. Helpless, confused. Not a defense, not a complaint, not an excuse, just a statement of fact, like a lament, or a plea, or a cry. "Tell me about the ball game."
"It was on the radio."
"Not the TV?"
"I prefer the radio, for old time's sake. That's how it always was when I was a kid. The radio all the way from St. Louis. All those miles. Summer evenings. Warm weather. Sound of baseball on the radio."
He went quiet. "You okay?"
"My head hurts real bad. I think I had an operation."
Reacher said nothing.
"I don't like baseball on the TV."
"I'm not here to discuss your media preferences."
"Do you watch baseball on TV?"
"I don't have a TV."
"Really? You should get one. You can get them for $100. Maybe less for a small one. Look in the yellow pages."
"I don't have a phone. Or a house."
"Why not? You're not still in the army."
"How would you know?"
"Nobody's still in the army. Not from back then."
"Some people are," Reacher said, thinking about Eileen Hutton.
"Officers. Nobody else."
"I was an officer. You're supposed to be able to remember stuff like that."
But you weren't like the others. That's what I meant."
"How was I different?"
"You worked for a living."
"Tell me about the ball game."
"Why don't you have a house? kids doing okay? You worried about me now? Don't like it when folks aren't doing so well. I'm doing fine. Believe me, you're the one with a problem. Are you a cop now? Here? I never saw you around.
Reacher shook his head. I'm just a citizen.
From where?
From nowhere. Out in the world.
Why are you here?
Reacher didn't answer.
Oh. To nail me.
Tell me about the ball game.
It was the Cubs at the Cardinals. Close game. Cards won. Bottom of the ninth. Walk off.
Home run?
Nah. An error. A walk. A steal. Then a ground out to second. Put the runner on third. One out. Soft grounder to short. Checked the runner, throw to first, but the throw went in the dugout and the run scored on the error. The winning run without a hit in the inning. You remember it pretty well.
I follow the cards. I always have. When was this?
I don't even know what day it is today.
Reacher said nothing.
I can't believe that I did what they say. Just can't believe it.
Plenty of evidence.
For real?
No question. Barr closed his eyes.
How many people?
Five. Barr's chest started moving. Tears welled out of his closed eyes. His mouth opened in a ragged oval. He was crying, with his head in a vice.
Why did I do it?
Why did you do it the first time?
I was crazy then.
Reacher said nothing.
No excuses. I was a different person then. I thought I'd changed. I was sure I had. I was good afterward. I tried real hard. 14 years reformed.
Reacher said nothing.
I would have killed myself. You know, back then, afterward, I came close a couple of times. I was so ashamed. Except those four guys from KC turned out to be bad. That was my only consolation. I clung onto it like redemption.
Why do you own all those guns?
Couldn't give them up. They were reminders. And they keep me straight. Too hard to stay straight without them.
Do you ever use them?
Occasionally. Not often. Now and then.
How?
At a range.
Where? The cops checked.
Not here. I go across the line to Kentucky. There's a range there, cheap.
You know the plaza downtown?
Sure, I live here.
Tell me how you did it.
I don't remember doing it.
So tell me how you would do it. Theoretically, like a recon briefing.
What would the targets be?
Pedestrians, coming out of the DMV building. Barr closed his eyes again.
That's who I shot?
Five of them. Barr started crying again. Reacher moved away and pulled a chair from against the wall. He turned it around and sat down on it, backward.
When?
Barr said. Friday afternoon. Barr stayed quiet for a long time.
How did they catch me?
You tell the story.
Was it a traffic stop?
Why would it be?
I would have waited until late, maybe just after five. Plenty of people then. I would have stopped on the highway behind the library, where it's raised. Sun in the west behind me, no reflection off the scope. I would have opened the passenger window and lined it all up and emptied the Mac and hit the gas again. Only way to get caught would be if a state trooper pulled me over for speeding and saw the rifle. But I think I would have been aware of that. Wouldn't I? I think I would have hidden the rifle and driven slow, not fast. Why would I have risked standing out?
Reacher said nothing.
What? Maybe a trooper stopped to help me right there. Was that it? While I was parked, maybe he thought I had a flat or I was out of gas.
Do you own a traffic cone?
A what?
A traffic cone. Barr started to say no, but then he stopped.
I guess I've got one. Not sure if I own it exactly. They have my driveway blacktopped. They left a cone on the sidewalk to stop people driving on it. I had to leave it there 3 days. They never came back for it.
So what did you do with it?
Put it in the garage.
Is it still there?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
When was this driveway work done?
Start of spring, I think. Months ago.
You got receipts? Barr tried to shake his head, winced at the pressure from the clamp.
It was a gypsy crew. I think they stole the blacktop from the city. Probably from where they were starting to fix First Street. I paid cash. Quick and dirty.
You got any friends?
A few.
Who are they?
Just guys. One or two.
Any new friends?
I don't think so.
Women?
They don't like me.
Tell me about the ball game.
I already did.
Where were you?
In the car? At home? Home. I was eating.
You remember that?
Barr blinked. The shrink lady said I should try to remember the circumstances. It might bring more stuff back. I was in the kitchen, eating chicken, cold, with potato chips. I remember that. But that's as far as I can get.
Drink? Beer, juice, coffee?
I don't remember. I just remember listening to the game. I've got a Bose radio. It's in the kitchen. There's a TV in there, too, but I always listen to the game, never watch. Like when I was a kid.
How did you feel?
Feel?
Happy? Sad? Normal? Barr went quiet again for a moment.
The shrink lady asked the same question. I told her normal, but actually, I think I was feeling happy, like something good was on the horizon.
Reacher said nothing.
I really blew that call, didn't I?
Tell me about your sister.
She was just here before the lawyer came in.
How do you feel about her?
She's all I've got.
How far would you go to protect her?
I would do anything.
What kind of anything?
I'll plead guilty if they let me. She'll still have to move. Maybe change her name. But I'll spare her what I can. She bought me the radio for the baseball. Birthday gift.
Reacher said nothing.
Why are you here?
To bury you.
I deserve it.
You didn't fire from the highway. You were in the new parking garage.
On First Street?
North End.
That's nuts. Why would I fire from there?
You asked your first lawyer to find me on Saturday.
Why would I do that? You ought to be the last person I wanted to see. You know about Kuwait City. Why would I want that brought up?
What was the Cards' next game?
I don't know.
Try to remember. I need to understand the circumstances here.
I can't remember. There's nothing there. I remember that winning run and that's all. The announcers were going crazy. You know how they are. They were kind of incredulous. I mean, what a stupid way to lose a ball game. But it's the Cubs, right? They were saying they always find some way to lose.
What about before the game? Earlier that day?
I don't remember.
What would you normally be doing?
Not much. I don't do much.
What happened in the Cardinals' previous game?
I don't recall.
What's the next to last thing you remember?
I'm not sure. The driveway?
That was months ago.
I remember going out somewhere.
When?
Not sure. Recently.
Alone?
Maybe with people. I'm not sure. Not sure where either.
Reacher said nothing, just leaned back in his chair and listened to the quiet beep from the heart machine. It was running pretty fast. Both handcuffs were rattling.
What's in the IVs?
Reacher squinted against the daylight and read the writing on the bags. Antibiotics?
Not painkillers.
No.